bundle.
Or, you call it like maybe an armload of wood?
Yeah.
Okay, say that for me.
Armload.
Okay, if you don't say it, it don't count.
Armload. Okay. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And the light went out, you'd have to put in a new
bulb. You know what they say here?
What?
Bub. We got light buds for sale. Just kills me. It's Bob.
Okay. If you're going to take your clothes to hang them out, you put them in the what? In a clothes?
Basket.
Okay. What's the name? You were talking about barrels a while ago. What do you call it? A little one, like a barrel, but it's a little one. A powder might come in a...
I don't know.
Or beer.
Yeah, you get a what of beer?
Jug.
No.
Jug.
What kind of parties do you go to?
Bust.
No, what kind of beer parties?
Beer bust.
Next question.
You ever call it a keg?
Oh, yes. Keg of beer.
Okay. And, let's see, you remember used to when, there's a big craze of things you used to put around your waist and
twirl. Hula hoops.
Yeah. You had just one. Talking about hula hoops, you had just one of them. You have one
hula hoop.
Okay. And say you used part of a liquid in a bottle, and you wanted to, you know, and throw the cap away, and you wanted to save the rest of it. You'd stick what in the top of the
cork. And, but I don't do that.
Just let it fall.
No, I drink it all.
What about the thing you might play?
Record player. Harmonica. Am I doing good?
You're doing fine.
Am I doing all right?
You're doing fine. And, you ever heard anybody call harmonica anything different?
No.
You ever heard like French harp or harp? Yeah.
No, it's different.
What? How's it different?
It's like a juice harp you put in your mouth and you go boing, boing, boing,
French
boing,
harp is.
I guess. Except the French play it. And the juice harp, the juice play. The juice play, juice harp, French play, French harp.
I'm gonna write it up and send you an article and quote your name. Okay. And thing you pound nails with, you call it?
Hammer.
Okay. Okay. Now, you know anything about wagons?
Sure.
Okay. What about the long thing that goes, see, it had two horses, it goes between the two horses, long
piece. Hitch.
Okay. What about that long piece of wood that goes all the way down through, between the two horses? It's a wagon.
Bit.
What's this thing?
Tongue. Yeah. Tongue bit.
You ever heard anybody call tongue of wagon, wagon tongue?
Uh-uh. Mm-mm.
Ever heard of wagon pole?
Mm-mm.
What about if you had a buggy and the thing that you back the horse between, what do you call those two poles you back the horse between? The
reins.
Okay. You ever,
you know why.
Say the steel outside part of a wagon wheel, what would you call that? The
center.
Okay, what about the outside part, the steel part?
Ram. Mm-hmm.
And, okay, say you, let's see, ask this question. Say you have a horse, you know, it's hitched to a wagon, and what do you call the wood, a piece of bar of the wood at the back that the traces and all will be fastened to, you know? What I mean?
Mm-mm.
Ever heard anybody use the term single tree or swing tree?
Mm-mm.
What about double tree?
Mm-mm.
If a man was going along with a wagon load of wood, you would say he's doing what? He's
hauling.
Okay. And okay, looking for principal parts of drag here, you would say, yesterday I
drug.
Okay.